Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Y'all, we're back with the best reality show on television right now. And that's Big Royalty.
Gee, it's good to see ya. How you doing, buddy? Hope you have a wonderful day. Oink, oink.
Y'all, we went on Kate Casey's show.
We did.
It should be out this week, right?
We're
recording this on Tuesday.
Do you say Kate Casey? I can look at my phone.
If you don't know Kate Casey, her show is called Reality Life. She's also having a producer from Pig Royalty on her show.
Basically, you know what? Because I forced her to, I said, you have to talk to this person.
Kate Casey's show is going to be like nonstop Pig Royalty for a while because she's obsessed with the show like we are now.
It's not on yet. It's not. It should be coming out soon.
But we were also on Kate Casey's Reality Life with the one and only Hub House, Lindsay Hubbard from Summer House.
Who's Tracy?
We did not get to interact with her, unfortunately.
No.
Because probably...
It's not like Andy Cohen where we're sitting on Kate Casey's couch.
Probably when we screamed, "Who's Tracy?" at her, she would be confused and ask who we are.
I bet Lindsay doesn't even remember that part.
No.
She's like, "What do you mean, who's Tracy?"
She won't remember. It was such a minor part in the show.
She's not going to know.
She won't know.
She's not going to know. But anyway, you know, so be sure to tune into Kate Casey interviewing the creator of Pig Royalty.
It's the creator?
Yeah, I believe it's the creator of Pig Royalty.
Y'all, basically, we went in there.
You're welcome, Kate Casey.
I tried to kind of calm myself down and be rational about it.
You're welcome, reality lifers.
But I just sounded like an obsessed fan of the show.
Did.
I'm like, I mean, it's got everything. I mean, there's this and there's this.
If I have to say, I'm saying this now, if they did a reunion of this show,
and if I wasn't, we weren't the hosts,
I would want to host it.
Oh my God, I would give anything.
I would have to give you so much.
I would do it for free. No, I wouldn't.
I would have to give you so much Ritalin and Xanax.
You would.
Just for you to focus.
I never fan people. I don't really care. I don't care about a lot of people.
That is so not true.
Who have I fanned?
Tia or Tamara?
No. That's when I first moved to Los Angeles and was really green. Now I'm so jaded.
You cried at the 101 Cafe when Jared Leto
was
there.
That's Jared Leto.
There was also...
Who doesn't cry when Jared Leto's right there? My so-called life.
He was talking about how Oliver Stone in a movie and you were breathless.
He sounded like a douchebag. He really did. Oliver and I.
Y'all, this says something. Poodle was so taken aback, he couldn't eat his sweet potato fries. And those are delicious at the 101.
They're closed now.
Which is closed. R.I.P.
Aww.
Pandemic.
Took away everything we loved.
Took away everything. But not pigs. Not pigs.
But I do want to say, like, I'm the last to stage door.
If our friend Sissy, I got to call her back. If our friend Sissy was here, she could bring up a lot more people that you've
I will say, though, like, in the first 2 or 3 years I lived here, yes.
Didn't you one time freak out about Selma Blair? Didn't you see Selma Blair, I thought? Who am I thinking of?
No, not me. All I know is if I saw Ryan Rash in the real world, I would lose my mind.
I've looked at her Instagram.
You need to be her for Halloween.
You kind of
are a little similar.
Well, her Instagram is not as exciting as I wanted it to be. I thought it would be like a lot of self-involved, like pretty pictures of makeup. And
a lot
I can
of
make
pigs.
Fun of, but it's actually really funny and like good and talks about like funny stuff.
You both could be mistaken for drag queens playing Ursula.
You know what? That's a good idea. I could dress up as him and you would look perfect as a pig. Especially one of those floppier ones that are temperamental.
That are bitchy. Yeah. As Mackenzie says, the pigs are kind of bitch. The floppier ones are bitchy. Just kind of gravitate towards the pig, I guess.
Yep. They're like me. Okay, y'all.
This is Pig Royalty episode 4, by the way.
Episode 4.
This is Reality Gaze. If we haven't said it.
Reality Gaze Extra. You're on our extra right now, so you're either
extra.
A super sissy on Supercast, or you're a gaytron on our Patreon, and we appreciate you for it.
But this episode's called Tyler Meets His Hero, and aforementioned Ryan Rash we're talking about, who we're going to get to.
By the way, I know it's been 2 days, but this does affect especially everyone at the $8 tier. Have you made a decision yet about Extreme Sisters?
I haven't.
Okay.
Actually, I kind of did, but I don't. And then I kind of went back on it because I don't think you'd let me have this. But the excuse me. I might agree to do it.
Okay.
If I get one tap out, at least one tap out, where if I see something and I'm so repulsed, I can't even talk about it. You have to talk about those two sisters by yourself. I can't even do it. I will talk about anybody else.
I will agree to that if I can bring someone else on the show to talk about it.
Absolutely not.
Okay, then you'll do it.
Well, no. Then they would have to do that segment. They would have to do that segment and leave. No. If you brought someone if you brought someone in here to this house,
I wouldn't bring them in. What if I told you that it was fine and I talked about it by myself in front of you, and then when the show played, I'd actually gone behind your back and done an interview with someone else and edited it in?
That would be a problem in our relationship. And you would have to beg me for forgiveness. You would have broken the trust. I don't know why that it's not enough for me to say I'm so uncomfortable with this, but I have been pushed. I have been cajoled messages.
We have never had a response for this.
The Instagram messages that I have gotten were like things that you tell your high school girlfriend on prom night.
Come on, you're trying to sleep with her.
You know you love me. I need you to prove your love.
It's true.
It feels all very triggering to me.
Someone posted that they're going to chase you in a Batman suit if you don't do this show.
And someone on the Sissy Squad told me they would scream outside my apartment like a cicada. It's not like the cricket that he was in my apartment.
That cricket. So anyway, y'all, Extreme Sisters, Poodle's still on the fence.
I'm contemplating also, you also have to... during that, if you can get me a drizzly order, that'll make things better.
I won't get you the drizzly order, but I would potentially talk about letting you tap out one time. However, if there's something grosser down the line and you've already tapped out,
oh no,
you have to talk about it. You only get one tap out.
Like,
so you got to save it.
Like when they decide to both enter a hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, because you know that penultimate episode, it's going to be rough. And if you've tapped out before that, you fucked.
Yeah. Or when they decide to like get matching ribs taken out of their bodies or something like that.
Yeah.
The tooth about took me out. Her saying she wanted to get her tooth removed.
Because her twin sister had to get hers removed.
Please, I've just eaten.
So y'all, the jury's still out, but keep coming at him.
No, don't come at me anymore. whatever you can say isn't going to help me. This is going to be a dark night of the soul for me. I have to decide if I can do this. If my own personal ethics are worth sacrificing for something you want to do, but maybe down the line I can exchange this for something that I want.
I just want to say, said it's about Smothered, and now you miss it.
No. I think this is very different than Smothered.
We don't have time, but yeah. You're right.
We should talk about pig royalty.
Okay.
Y'all. A show that lifts me up instead of drags me down.
It's true. I agree with you. It probably is the best show of 2021.
Best show of 2021 for me.
I agree with
best
you.
Show.
100%.
Best
agree.
Show. For everyone, that's when people ask me, I think I was talking when I was doing 420 Fiance as a guest with Miles and Sophia. Which y'all, if you're a cannabis lover or just enjoy a toke, you gotta listen to 420 Fiance.
They are funny.
They're very funny. It's a completely different kind of show than we do because they're younger than us.
Yeah,
I doubt there are a lot of parquet references.
Sometimes they say things and I don't know what it means, but I laugh.
Yeah, that's you in life a lot. But you got to listen to that. But that they said, "What are you watching?" I'm like, "Pig Royalty." When like I will interrupt people when they're like, "So what show? Pig Royalty? That's the show."
It's pretty good.
I'm in love.
Well, let's stop you jacking off in front of the mic and
I would masturbate Pig Royalty. I wish if we were filming
someone
this, I would just show. I
just
gave it a resty.
And well, there goes their hosting the tell-all. Hope you're happy,
y'all. This episode, this was such. Oh God, my heart was in my throat a couple times.
I cheered.
Me too.
This was a good
I cried. I actually cried.
Okay, y'all.
I cry every episode, though.
So this episode is starting where Tyler and Cammy, and basically he's basically talking and saying, you know, Michelle Bolero is, you know, Tyler doesn't let shit go.
No.
This is a queen that when you wrong her or someone she loves, bitch remembers.
You know why? I feel like he has so much family loyalty to the Reens.
Oh, yeah. We find that out later.
And it is just because... these are the people who've kind of, they really are. They're just this band of misfits in a way.
Yeah, I love them.
Even if you watch the kids they have on their team, it's like a foreign exchange student. There was like a little black girl there too.
Yeah,
the tykes.
In Texas. And,
I know.
You know. Yeah,
and I do expect to see like an Inuit person with a harpoon sitting there. Like a Benoit Benetton
just
ad,
and like the colors of is colors of Benetton clothes.
I think they're done.
Oh, okay,
but I'm saying there's all kinds of people in the Reins.
All kinds of people at a pig show.
All kinds of people in this world. I think that's a musical theater deep cut.
I think it is. Yeah. So he basically says Michelle saying she uses this money for scholarships. I don't see
it's
the money.
It's for the kids.
Where did the
it's
money
for the
go?
Kids.
This episode is very, just to set up this episode, if you didn't watch it, which honestly, if you didn't, stop listening right now. Go pay Discovery Plus fucking $5 and watch the shit.
I kind of get it that people say, I don't want to give them my money and I don't want to spend $5 a month. The thing is.
Just wait till they all comes out and spend $7
exactly.
for 1 month with no commercials.
Exactly.
And binge them. Just do that.
Because here's the thing, you guys.
Cancel.
Think how many dollars you spend on things like that are ridiculous
Starbucks.
Every week. Yeah.
You can make coffee at home.
Pig Royalty will nourish you a lot more than Starbucks. It'll nourish your soul.
Although Starbucks, if you want to sponsor us, we're here. We drink you a lot.
I don't think they need to do a lot of advertising on podcasts.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think they go to Brene Brown first.
I don't even think they need her.
They don't.
They don't need her at all. So this episode is very this and then this, like tit for tat. So it's very cut to, it's going to be
it's an editing episode.
Yeah, it's a lot of, we see the Boleros and kind of their experience, and then we see the Reens and their experience
yeah.
and the juxtaposition of the two. So I say that because Tyler's saying, I don't know where all that money goes. Cut to
Michelle getting her nails done and pedicures with all
the Cheetah Clan.
The Cheetah Clan. With her daughters and some of their friends, and she's saying, "Look, y'all made a great weekend, and I'm just so happy, and this is all on me."
You do Michelle. It's kind of like a Southern Darcy.
Yeah, it's all on me.
And she's like, most people get a pedicure and they're there like 4 to 5 minutes. I'm there an hour and a half.
And then you hear the producer say, "So, Michelle, how much money go? How much money did you make on a show?" I don't know.
It's not really.
It's not.
It's not an amount or anything that I have counted.
I didn't count it. I just, wait to pay for the buckles. Then I'll give you a number.
I don't know. I don't know how much money I made.
You know, I got an Excel file somewhere. I don't know. I think it's on my Toshiba. Let me just print that out. I've got to figure out my DOS, and I'll get it right back to you.
It's in my Dell charts.
Yeah. Exactly. I wrote it out in Word Perfect. It'll be right to you.
Word Perfect. I made a sign in MS Paint. Pig show here.
MS Paint. You're old.
Remember MS Paint? Oh, God. Y'all, if you're under 30... MS Paint was this thing that we could make, like, I don't know, car wash on Saturday, yeah. And there was clip art,
and you had to buy
it for like $800.
And it looked like a generic Super Mario character.
It was so bad.
It was so bad. But anyway.
But that was what we had.
So
it cost $1,100.
It's true. So, but yeah, I don't know my final numbers yet, but yeah. So, but then we cut to Michelle saying, but pick shows, it's easy money. It's really easy money.
Yeah, I guarantee you, I would love to see what was left on the cutting room floor. They get Michelle talking. I guarantee you, Michelle talked to them about this kind of like going off about herself. She probably talked 3 or 4 hours.
I bet Michelle doesn't, maybe she does. I bet she doesn't watch either. I don't know. Does she not watch a lot of TV?
Yeah.
I feel like she can't.
She's very self-unaware.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if I was on, but we work in it, so I guess it's hard for us to even just realize.
Jody, I think Jody and Josh, Doreen, they get it.
They get it.
So do Tyler and the girls. Tyler and the Ring girls. Well, and I think the Bolero girls get it too.
Maybe not. Maybe not Michaela. I don't know if Michaela's the brightest blonde in the bunch, but Mackenzie and McCall definitely get it.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, they're the...
Anyway, but Michelle also says, showmanship also goes outside the pig ring, and the way Jody Ring just showed her ass, I didn't appreciate it. I thought it was not classy.
Not classy like us.
Not classy like me.
Cue going to the Cheetah-lish store.
Okay. There's an actual store called Cheetah-lish.
This is very on brand for Oklahoma. I was surprised this was in Texas.
I kind of, you're making fun of. If I took you to this store.
I have a leopard sweater.
I love leopard.
I like leopard. I don't love cheetah.
I guarantee you though, but they're going to have other.
Yeah,
leopard.
You're right.
I guarantee you.
Other big cats.
You would have walked out with two things.
Probably.
At least.
I like the kitschiness of it.
You kind of need a really gorgeous leopard print shawl.
You're not far off.
You know what?
Yeah.
Can't you just see yourself doing a live show? You're wearing all black, cute little shoes, and then maybe the shoes are red.
I think we're getting into a weird area.
Don't you think, all black, some cute red shoes, and just a leopard shawl? That would be beautiful on you.
Yeah, and it's just, not that there's anything wrong with this, but
tell me it doesn't make you feel good.
It does. I'm just saying, it's hard for people to have sex with me after that. And that's important to me.
So you're saying
that's a very acquired taste.
So if you clamp it down and you're like with someone forever, like, oh, you know, they're 10 years in.
It's all comfort. It's all comfort all the time.
It's sarong wear all day.
Sarongs. It'll look like I'm wearing tents. I'll just walk around and drag layers of clothing.
It just look like you're a floating tent.
Yes.
I'd support that for you.
And so Michelle is buying the girls anything they want. It's all on me. Hey, pig money over here.
Pig money. She says, y'all try whatever you want. I got it. I appreciate it. And here's the sad thing. It's sad because when they're checking out, Michelle says, see how I take care of y'all?
Yep. And this is how she's buying their love. Yes. That's when I wrote that down. This is the thing. And Tyler, they edit this, and it's so smooth. This was the best edited episode we've seen yet.
Oh, yeah.
But it gets into Tyler saying, talking to Cammy, I believe, saying her girls are just so mean to her that and you just know she, like, cries in the shower.
Yeah, because, y'all, they're in the car, and they're driving. Driving down the highway.
And we're going to go to Pig Show Town. Don't come back because I'm going to whip my pig's face.
Y'all, that's a smothered cut.
I think that's going to be a cut that we're going to use in every show. Elena Galan, we're not paying you royalties.
I'd pay her $1 every time we did it.
No, her people would come for us.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. But that mother seems litigious.
But so, yeah, talk about this. I love this.
So Tyler says, you know, Michelle's daughters are so mean to her. She knows she cries in the shower. And Tyler says, it makes me feel bad for her that she's like, kind of, but then I really don't like her. But
I want to hug her.
Right. So, and the reason why he does that is because when people have been through shitty times, you guys, that's one of the ways you develop empathy.
Yes.
For people, because you really, if you, honestly, it is hard to go through life and have empathy or to put yourself in someone's shoes if your life's been perfect, if you've never had any adversity.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's, yes, you can be one of those people. I have known those people, I think I've talked about this before when I went on a date, like it was like a third or fourth date when you're really starting to get to know someone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so what was your...
Oh, that's when you sleep together the first time?
Yeah. That's when... No, the third date is when you say, pee on me. That's the traditional third date.
Wow.
The third date is the role play and nipple clamps.
Here comes the rain again, falling on my head like a melody.
And role play, nipple clamps, and electrodes. That's the third date.
Again, producer just said, not having a date for the reunion.
No, but sorry. I think what I was saying. What I was saying is, I'm like, yeah, like it's like, yeah, a perfectly normal childhood. And I was like, no one will have one of those. No one. No one. You've got to have something.
Yeah.
Not really. He was talking about it. It's like, yeah, it was kind of boring, actually. It's like everything. I love my parents, grew up and just did this. And I said, okay,
was he born in the bedroom?
You know, I will be honest, that kind of after that colored everything.
But before, was the sex good?
If I was to give it a grade, I would say B, solid B. But there was, and then I knew that was all it would ever become. But later on, I was talking to him, and then I kind of found a little bit that was a little sketch, and that I couldn't really figure out. He wouldn't really say much about it. I was like, I'm gonna let that go. But the more I kind of, and we wound up going on a fourth date, and then I realized it's not that there wasn't a lot there. He just didn't have a lot of empathy towards other people. He hadn't really been through anything. And he wasn't really able to understand anything. And when something bad would happen, he was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. That's got to be terrible." And I'm like, "Yeah, it happened." But I, and like every time when I would say something or I'd tell a story, mm-hmm. and it was like, "Oh, that's so bad." And I would try to diffuse it with humor, which is what people do a lot of times. And he would laugh. It's like, "But still, you had to." I'm like, "Kind of, but I've handled it. And I've moved past that. And I can talk about it with you." But it was really interesting. And I kind of ended it after that. And he's like, "Well, that's a surprise. Can you tell me?" He's like, "Did I do something?" I'm like, "No, I just don't think we're a match." And we were like belaboring. I'm like, "Honestly, you had a perfect childhood." And according to you. And that weirds me out a little bit. Because it tells me either that you've either skipped over a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And it tells me that, or you've convinced yourself that, or you're not that connected to your emotions. Mm. And that completely made him freak the fuck out.
And then that made you want to fuck him again.
A little bit.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. That's Poodle's way.
Strangely, after that, though, he like hit me up and just wanted to have sex after about 6 months later.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
No, wasn't good enough for me to like double dip.
Oh, you only do that for A's?
Yeah. Or at least B pluses. Or huge dicks, even when they don't know how to use it.
Where are we? What happened?
Where did you get me into this?
I didn't do... Someone just said...
Oh, empathy.
Okay, yeah.
But Tyler's been through it. And so he kind of... I think with that, he kind of has that experience. And it gives you a little bit of an emotional depth to be able to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Because, well, let's just say it right now. Basically, Tyler, when he came out to his family...
We talked about it later in the episode. They kind of build to it more. But, yeah, go ahead. Well, no, I'm just letting people know.
That was so dismissive.
No, I meant it like...
They kind of build to it more, but Poodle's just going to ruin it right
now.
No,
I didn't mean about you. I just meant that it's really well done the way they do it in this show.
I'll let them do it then.
No, that's actually not about you. I'm just saying it's...
Really well done.
It's complimenting the show.
I guess we're really going to...
No, it's really well
do
done.
Do a half-assed
but
job
Poodle's going to raw dog it for you right now. He's going to raw dog it.
Speaking of...
She's
congratulations.
Married.
Best wishes, BGL.
She
I'm
got
sure
married.
Your husband slash troll will be infinitely happy.
I raw dog that dick, and I locked it down with my American Volvo.
I believe that's the same guy she's been with
I guess.
The whole time.
Poor guy.
Salutations. Mazel, you Mazel. Couple.
So, yes. Yeah, so, Tyler, he basically they don't even remember when. Like, it wasn't even... But basically, he's been integrated into the Reen family because he didn't have a good experience
yeah,
with his
own. Family, his family just... He said, you know, I said, Mom, if you don't accept me, who I am, then that's it.
You know, no, I just want to preface. He said, because, you know, parents have a coming out. Kids come out,
right.
Parents are shocked. And I used to, when I did youth counseling a lot, I would tell kids, like, remember your parent, give them some time. You had some time to get used to it.
Right.
Some
parents, it's very true.
For some parents, they need to have a coming out experience of their own and
right.
grieve and da, da, da. In Tyler's defense, he told his mom, his parents, he came from, as his words, a very
Christian family.
Christian religious family. And he said, I told them, I will give you a year to accept this.
That's right. He did say
and
that.
And after that, but I'll give
Boy,
you a year.
Boy, I'm really doing this crappy. You're right.
And Tyler said, I'll give you this time. Instead, he said, my mother leaned up in her chair and said, I'm never going to accept this.
In her rocking chair.
I'm never going to accept this. Get out of my
Get
house.
Get out. Pack your stuff.
And he left.
And, y'all... He is not a complete exception.
No.
He's a statistic
what
sometimes.
What a bunch of piece of shit parents.
And the thing about it is, a parent, when a kid says, I'm gay, or the parent finds out, you have to grieve the heterosexual dreams that you had for your kid.
For sure.
But at the same time, Those were your dreams for your kid,
you're,
and not theirs.
As a gay person, you do that. As a gay person,
you have to
grieve.
You grieve the life, the quote-unquote normal life that you would have had.
Yes, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to marry a woman. I'm not going to be a church choir director. I'm not.
God. I'm not. You would have been, I still say, you would have been such a good Baptist youth pastor.
I would have.
That's it.
I would have.
With your wife, Marlene, she wears sweater sets all the time,
you
and you'd pick them out.
Probably would do the music, and we would be friends and go out on a double date, and then you would spread a rumor that I was gay and to deflect from you and get
That's
me kicked,
exactly what I'd do.
Get me kicked out of the church.
Yeah, I have a feeling something's off about her, him. I mean him.
I think something's wrong with Brother Maddie.
Yeah, I don't like the way he looks at the servers at the Olive Garden. Yeah, look, he's a little light in the loafers, as we like to say.
He ate that large breadstick very good, very sinfully.
He, what do they call that? He deep throated it. Have you heard that word?
I wouldn't know.
I've only seen about it in Tiger Beat. I mean, Ladies Home Journal. I mean,
Men's Health.
I mean, Reader's Digest.
Yes.
I mean, Christian Monthly.
I mean, yes. Guns and God.
God posts.
Guns and God. There better be a magazine called Guns and God.
There needs to be.
Anyway.
My devotional.
So Tyler, so that's kind of like, so y'all, Tyler, you know, we talk about when you're queer or whatever, or gay or whatever, we talk about how there's family of origin and then family of choice.
Family of choice, yeah.
And the Reens are his family of choice. He even calls...
Mom and Dad.
Papa Reen, he calls him Dad.
And that's why I think he has such a loyalty to them. And, you know, when Tyler gets upset or anything about, with, especially when the Boleros are coming for them, especially one of my favorite things about this show... is how Tyler takes Cannon under his wing and how Tyler handles Cannon better than almost anyone.
Anyway, you know what I'm impressed with Tyler? Because how old is Tyler?
Mid-20s, probably. Maybe late 20s.
The confidence that he has with what he went through, I did not have that when I was his age.
No.
It is truly remarkable.
And the way he presents his story on TV is just on camera is remarkable.
Yeah.
They really cast this well, guys.
They did.
I can't wait to listen to Kate Casey.
It's kind of a perfect show.
I don't like to offer labels like that.
Cut to in three episodes, he's going to say, this show's perfect.
You know, whenever I say that, things let me down. It's like how Glee was such a good pilot. And I think I'm still a little shell-shocked about how bad Glee got.
I know. I remember Nip Tuck. Ryan Murphy fooled me once. Don't fool me again.
Or True Blood. Remember True Blood, the first season of True Blood?
So good.
It was never that well written of a show, but it was so visually and interesting. And then the last season was like some type of snuff film where they were killing my dreams.
You are so off on tangents today, and it's not me, but I enjoy it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's because I gave you that iced coffee.
That's probably it.
I like it though.
So, I have a question.
Oh, yeah.
So Michelle, no, this is later, I'm sorry. So Michelle posts on social media.
Talk about the blanket.
Does anybody know where we can find homeless people?
Can we find homeless people? Because we're going to give them blankets.
Not like normal homeless, but the real destitute ones. The ones with like stuff in their hair.
And Tyler's like, oh my God. And he even shows it.
To Jody.
And he brings up, he's like, this is when it stopped being about the kids because they started charging kids. And Jody said, I will never charge a kid to be on my team. And she looks at the post and she said, I don't live in San Antonio and I know where the homeless people are.
It's for Michelle, you guys, all of this, even her social media idea, this is all performative. She is trying to create an image of who she is on social media. Does that sound familiar? For a lot of people we see on social media.
It really is. We've talked about this before, about this whole like Dolly Parton trifecta thing that I once heard Kenny Rogers say. Like, you have three parts of yourself: the person you are, the person you think people see you as, and the person you that people actually do see you as. You were so right what you said earlier. Like, the shell, those three personas for her are
radically different.
One's on Saturn, one's on Jupiter, and another one's not even in the Milky Way.
No self-conception at all.
And we see this because, y'all, we see Jody. The editing was fantastic. When Jody says, "I will never charge a kid to be on a team," cut to Michelle is at an auction.
This is what I want I want help with this.
Yeah,
because it sounds like let me walk you through for what I understood.
Sure.
This is an auction where.
Hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a pig?
I'll be a beer. John Michael Montgomery?
Yes. Who was cute?
I wonder what he looks like now. Don't look.
Not cute.
So
he looks like a football dad, I bet.
I bet so. So the auction. So this is what it sounds like to me. Here's what I wrote down. Local money businessmen give money to the kids for their futures. For the ones but it's also for the pigs. They're not really paying for the pigs. They're kind of giving money to the young people.
It's all pretense. It's all pretense because they do this. I feel like in small towns, there'll be reasons.
I've never heard about this,
but it's one of those things that I think you want people to feel like they're. It's like people who want to have a star named after them,
yeah,
or something like that. Like it's not this real thing, but I guess you do have a star named after you, but it's this thing where they don't want to like bid on the kids because that feels gross to like pay for young kids.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So they use the pigs that they're giving money to like basically like sponsor a pig.
But then they keep saying she's going to Texas A&M in the fall, College Station. She's going to major in agricultural science. Honey, don't major in boys because it's not as lucrative.
Poodle would argue with that.
I'm changing my major to boys. If you know the movie, the musical Fun Home.
Wow.
That's not a deep cut. People know that show.
People do know that show.
It's a lesbian cartoonist musical. About when they live
it fast four times.
Lesbian cartoonist musical. My tongue is adept. And they grew up in a funeral home. Changing my major to boys.
No more iced coffee for you. You're a fucking batshit crazy.
So,
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
I just get uncomfortable when they're saying she's gonna do this.
It's
can I get $300? Can I get $400? I promise there's no sex act involved with this money.
It's just normal for people, but that's why they're bidding on the pigs. I think it's interesting that you took issue with that. When I took issue more with Michelle says, we're giving back our money to our kids.
Right.
A lot of the money that from our pig show, we're giving back to give money to our kids for college. But Nugget's 10 years old.
Right.
He's not going to college yet. Instead, you're giving money back to the kids who pay you to coach them.
Yeah.
You're giving them the money back from the show that guess what? They're going to end up
giving you
but to fucking coach them.
It wasn't clear. The clarity here was really murky. That she was actually bidding on the pigs that are her pigs.
Yes, she's bidding on her pigs that are her pigs. Again, it's too close to home. She shouldn't be doing it.
It
feels weird.
This hurt my brain, and maybe this is a really common thing. I've never been to an auction that involved people with pigs, but they talk about, especially when they're talking about young girls, when it's Jordan and Shelly, I believe, I was very uncomfortable.
But they're sponsoring the pig, not
I get
the
it.
Kid.
I get it, but I think that's semantics.
But I feel like that's what lets these people sleep. It's like, love the sinner, hate the sin. It's that type of like bullshit terminology.
But it's just a picture of the pig.
I know. I kind of think
that. But the girls are there in the flesh.
If you're going to give money, bring the pig.
I kind of agree. I'm going to need to see the pig.
Yeah. I'm not sponsoring you unless I see that ham.
And then no one really buys the pig.
No.
It's very strange.
No, you're just sponsoring the pig.
Again, I'm probably reading too much into this.
I think so.
It was bizarre to me.
But again, y'all, Michelle is saying that they're so great for giving the money back to the kids that are just...
It all goes back to the kids.
And
it
again,
all goes back to the kids.
The producer says, so, do you know how much you made at the show? I don't know. I don't even know.
If you ask me the amount, I don't even think I know what it'd be.
If I told you a number, it wouldn't be...
Next scene,
52,
walking in...
Is that a number? I don't know.
$15,000.
$9. Is that a number? I wouldn't know.
@ampersand.
bracket. I don't know. What's a number?
Gamma. The next scene, y'all, Michelle's getting a facelift.
And I don't actually think
the very next scene.
But y'all, this is filmed so well. She's walking in. It's the music is swelling. It's slow motion. You know,
I think it's fillers. It's not even lift. I think it might be fillers.
No. I have had fillers. That's just an injection.
Yeah.
She's getting eye lift.
Yeah, eye lift. Yeah.
Which is not cheap.
Yeah.
So I need to look at her before and after.
I don't know all of the things.
Oh, I will have to. I'm going to get an eye lift one day because I have hooded eyes. I'm very excited.
So you don't look like a St. Bernard?
I'm excited to get an eye lift.
I just want them to fill in the circles under my eyes.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Well, my cheekbones are very sharp, so it always looks that way.
It just wouldn't be good, so I didn't feel like I was doing a podcast with Skeletor.
Wow. Classless.
So, I mean, also, too, she's going into plastic surgery with fucking laid out extensions.
Yeah.
Her hair is literally a foot longer, y'all. And those seem like pretty nice extensions.
She doesn't live cheap.
Bitch,
let it be known that the Boleros, the Reens are going to this competition and they're picking pigs to go to the show. And the Boleros are not going because they're doing the homeless thing.
Well, and also, too, they're going to, it's called
Burn Tyler, It Tyler, classic.
Well, Tyler basically says, look, there's different competitions for each pig. They kind of break that down. And Tyler said,
This is jackpot.
What is
jackpot?
Jackpot. He said, we're buckle chasers. People that are buckle chasers and people that aren't. And Michelle's like, we're not buckle chasers. Those are just practice competitions. They don't really mean anything. Where Tyler's like, we're always going to go. We're always going to get better. Right. That's always every little piece adds up. Every little dollar adds up. Every buckle adds up.
So they talk about different competitions of different breeds of pigs, which I'm not going to Hamps, yeah. Yorks, and Crosses.
Yeah.
All these different types of pigs, which I'm very interested in. And so it looks like.
And that's where we have Tyler talks about his mom, where she did say, because I have it written down, I forgot. She said, get up and pack your shit.
Yeah, that was what it was. Now, did you notice? I really loved, and they talk about Tyler being gay, and Judy's like, him being gay doesn't mean anything to me.
And she said, Tyler says we're a blessing, but he's a blessing to us too.
And then when I loved it, Cannon gets stung by a bee, and Cannon's just a crier, y'all. And I think that's so sweet. Weirdly, as a child, I was not a crier, but as an adult, I'm a big crier.
Mm. Yeah, I think that Cannon, too, is just...
He's an emotional kid.
He's an emotional... Yeah. And I don't think they don't embrace that. I think kind of what some people might be triggered later on this competition where they're telling him not to cry, I think it's... We'll get into it, but it seemed more of they're actually just trying to help him navigate and manage emotions. Because you do have to manage emotions in life for certain situations.
My cousin, my first cousin who I grew up with... cried all the time anytime he got emotional.
Oh, really?
And his parents, both of his parents, really threatened him about it.
Does he cry now?
No, he's an emotionless mess. Sorry.
Wow.
Cautionary tale.
Not doing well, huh? Just Southern Stories, y'all.
Good thing it's on the Patreon.
Southern Stories. So,
gotta let it out somehow, y'all. Actually, you know what you turn into if you say dry up, don't cry? It's all anger. That's the only emotion you can feel.
Yes.
That's what it is.
I don't think the Reigns did that with Cannon. No. Job.
But
we'll get into it. But before we talk about the show, I just want to talk about a pot that I thought was really important. Talk about the Boleros and Michaela McCall are training Nugget. And this is where we find out that what's Nugget's mom's name? Mimi? What do they call her?
Teresa.
Thank you. And so, y'all, this is where they're
yelling at Nugget.
Taking Nugget under his wing. Now, look, I want to say...
They just boss him around.
I want to say this about Teresa. Yeah, as Poodles jokingly said, she doesn't have a lot of her teeth.
Yeah.
That probably means that she's had a harder life. I'm assuming she might have even struggled with like a meth addiction. Maybe that's why she doesn't have her teeth.
That is quite possible.
And so I don't mean as a judgment. I just mean that's where she's at. Y'all, you can tell that like it, that meme, I think Teresa's very proud of Nugget because.
Why do you keep calling her Mimi?
I don't know. Teresa's, I think because that's Nugget's grandma's Mimi.
Oh.
Taking that into account, just in case you don't watch the show, Michelle is like saying, look, we told him we'll pay for everything. I mean, we'll train Nugget. We got it. We're going to take you under our wing. You just got to walk all of our animals and clean up their pig
but
shit.
Also pay her to train him.
No. This is what the original agreement was. All you have to do was walk the animals and pick up the shit.
Right.
Pig shit. Now, look, y'all, this is an adult, not... I can understand that maybe for a kid, but this is an adult who hopefully works or tries to work.
You're talking about Teresa.
Teresa.
Yeah.
Y'all, they have a lot of pigs.
Yeah.
This is not just
the Boleros.
A few pigs. They have a lot of pigs. And so instead of paying someone a regular hourly wage, they're making not just Nugget, they're making Nugget's mother work for free.
Right. But they also say that Teresa has to pay her.
But that's good. But this was earlier on. You're jumping in. They preface it with that. And then it's kind of like, then we see them train and we see Teresa's talking about, and she's kind of mean.
And she's trying to like play. Mom's like, she's gonna get him. And she's like, don't listen to your mother.
They basically are like, your mother's stupid. But you know what? They say that to their own mother.
And Teresa's like, yeah, Mackenzie's kind of mean. She's like, gets an elbow in there.
But then we cut to Michelle, who says, now, in her defense, she didn't say this directly about Teresa. This could have been an edit for something else.
Yeah.
But Michelle says, sometimes you feel like they're ungrateful when someone is not paying for something. I mean, I guess she was, because she said, all we ask is that they keep the pigs clean. So they're going to have to pay now.
Yep.
They're going to have to pay for this. And Nugget's mom's like, I didn't know we had a family. And she said, why? This is her family.
Yep. Yeah.
This is her family that she brought in and said, oh, I'll give you this for free.
I think they're cousins. I don't know if it's first or second cousins.
It's still family.
I agree.
Because cousins are almost like siblings sometimes where we're from.
I would never charge a member of my family for things like that.
No, like if you were back home teaching voice lessons in the church choir, if your first cousin wanted to take voice lessons, you probably would give it to him for free or very discounted.
Discounted.
But you would. But I'm not saying you would.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
Because otherwise, people if you give things to people for free, they won't respect it a lot of times, I find.
And Michelle said, you know, we just want a return on our investment and win buckles.
This was hard to watch.
That was hard to watch.
Yeah,
that was really gross. Anyway, so now we can get to the competition.
And there was one part where I think it was Mackenzie or Michaela said, Nugget, your face is getting really red. And you know what that means? You're getting frustrated. I guess when you have three older girls who already you already feel like you need to impress and they're going at you.
I really hope he switches to the ring team.
Me too.
That would be...
And you know who I hope does too? Jordan.
Jordan, yeah. Because...
Oh, she's my favorite.
Which is great talk. Because there's a little talk with Cannon. It's very sweet, but basically Cannon's dad is talking to him.
I love this.
This made me emotional because, honestly, my father never really had talks like this with me.
Thank you. I found myself saying... God, I would have loved to have a father who was this emotionally available.
Well, because I think what I was touching is way more than your dad, but like this...
Although my dad can be really emotional.
But no, but I mean, what I was going to say, look, the Rings, they're country folk. That is my dad. That's not necessarily your dad. I mean, he's
kind
from
of.
The country.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it took me back because I remember... literally driving a tractor like that, tilling the soil like for my grandpa and my dad was out there helping, like, or my dad, and I would just drive the little Kubota back and forth and he would let me do it. And I was literally the same age as Cannon. Mm-hmm. So it was very like, whoa. His dad says, he talks to him about the whole crying thing. And he's like, I know you're passionate. And then his dad says, you know, I think he's overwhelmed with COVID and everything going on. It's a lot for him. And he was like, son, I just want you to make sure you're never letting us down. And he's like, well, I feel like that. He said, you are never letting us down. He said, but we have to endure tough losses to get where we want to be in life. And that's okay.
I'm emotional now thinking about it.
And then he says, you know, he says, just remember, and he walks in, he says, I love you, buddy. And his dad says, I love him too. And he just takes the tractor and drives off. And I'm a little misty eyed too.
And there's this idea, like, I think my father would say things like that, but nothing was as ever understanding and not sweet. That's the wrong word.
Don't you feel like maybe our generations of parents, they talked around things, not to things?
Yeah.
That's my dad.
And also, my dad would talk down to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what their parents did to them.
Yeah.
It was coming from a place of maturity to
like
one that
dad
was
would,
immature.
If I was crying, he would say, I mean, my dad would literally say, he'd say, Matt, drop your goddamn tears and act like a man.
Yeah.
That's what he'd say to me.
I never got that, but I got, if that would have been my dad, it would have been like, son, you know, friend, son, this is going to happen. You're going to lose and you're going to win. And we just got to, you know, you got to be graceful when you're a winner. And it would feel like teaching. And it would feel like he knows this and he's waiting for me to get with the program.
Yeah.
Instead of Cannon's dad, Josh, being like, this happens, son. I don't like it either.
You know what? I realized my dad would actually be hurt that I was crying. tell me to stop crying and then get mad at the coach who benched me and go and cuss him out and call him a motherfucker.
We may need to talk about this in therapy.
That with was our not healthy.
Respective therapists.
Wow.
Wow. The cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. But when you're gonna hold me, you don't go in.
I always knew my dad
loved
me. We're
gonna be together, Dad.
I always knew my dad loved me, though.
That, what's that song? What's the song from
Cats
Working?
Cats in the Cradle?
Fathers and Sons. And a lot like you, Dad. Da, da, da. That we song makes that. Me weep.
We didn't do that at Belvoir because it was a girls' camp. It would have been weird when I directed that show. Okay, so let's move on to, let's actually.
Jordan!
Real quick, Jordan's base, and we'll get to the show. But Jordan, basically, she's washing her steers and her mom comes out. And Jordan's, isn't it so weird? She gets a text on her phone, but I guess that's the way kids find out they get to college.
I don't know. I don't have kids.
She got into San Antonio.
I don't know of.
And so.
San Angelo.
Mom gets in, she gets in San Angelo, and her mom says.
Well, you gotta start paying things off. Gotta go into high gear. Blah, blah,
she's
blah.
Like,
blah.
You gotta
win showmanship.
She's like, you've been doing really well, but you haven't won anything yet. And the mom says, and you know, this is the first year I've been paying for coaching, and nothing's really paid off yet.
She's like, you got to tell me if you don't feel right about it.
And that's a good mom thing, because what she doesn't just say, don't tell me if you don't feel right about it. She says, if things aren't going right, you don't feel right about it, tell me and I'll take care of it.
I'll take care of it.
That is,
Jordan's mom will take care of it.
But that is, you've got to, as some, a kid who felt like they had to take care of things yep. all on their own in high school, I tell parents that all the time. I don't even care if your kids are 17, 16, 18 still in the house. You need to remind them, when shit goes down, I'm your parent, and right. I will protect you and take care of you.
I will say, I always felt protected because of Mother Poodle.
Yeah.
If something happens, she's like, caw, who did that? Who said that? Yeah, I'll handle that. What's his mom's number?
Wow.
They said what to you? Wait, so-and-so, you know, she wouldn't let you be in that club? Or like she would call teachers. Oh, my mother,
now, my mother
was
my mother,
awful.
My mother, I shouldn't say that. My mother very, I felt very protected by my parents. I think when my, like kind of after my parents split up my sophomore year, I was on my own because my mom was an emotional mess. But before that, well, I've told the Bill George story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so, but I just think just, sometimes I think parents think, oh, my teenager is like a grown kid. They're not. Remind your 17-year-old
yep.
that you're there to protect them. They need to hear it.
And honestly, there are a lot of, and it's good that you have a good open relationship with your kid. You're still their protector.
Yeah, protector.
Yeah.
So, and I think this is planting, as far as an editing, they're planting a seed with mother saying.
Me too.
Shit's going to go down.
And also, Jordan has
been
featured.
Bucking, she's been bucking against
from the beginning.
Michelle.
She didn't want to wear the uniform.
So I didn't realize this is Jordan's first year of working with
yes,
Valero.
But it's also her senior year of
it's
college.
Her senior year, yes.
The thing about Jordan, and I noticed in the beginning, instead of the film crew, Jordan's got star quality.
She does.
So immediately, because I was like, who is this girl with this red hair and this?
She reminds me of the pretty brown haired girl from Cheer. Kind of independent.
I watched one episode because I couldn't get into
name?
It.
Name.
Anyway, so y'all, let's talk about a couple of. Let's talk about Ryan, the judge, because the Reens are telling the Boleros aren't going to the show in Burnett.
No.
And Tyler's like, so
wait a minute. Before we talk about this, we're not going to talk about the distribution of blankets.
Oh, that's coming next.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. Sorry. I got my notes. Oh, you're right. You're right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Mi falta. Mi dispiace. So Tyler's like, so this judge is a little different than some of the other judges. You're going to see him. He's got brightly colored clothes on. And this judge, you got to drive it right in front of him. You know, you got to really, he really needs to take it from you.
And I thought, is Jake a judge? So he lets them know. And so that's where Tyler talks about that. Does he talk about him being gay then?
Right. Well, not yet. But Ryan Rash and Jody's like, when the first time you see Ryan, it's like, this is a lot. There's the eyelashes, the makeup, the nails, the blingy clothes, but it kind of all works. And y'all, we see him, and this is when you do get Ryan. Let's talk about a couple of things. Full foundation, full bronzer.
He looks like Cam from Modern Family. It is. Right? He looks like Cam with the full face of makeup and eyelashes.
Full eyelashes.
And full acrylic nails.
Yeah, acrylic nails. Very blingy. Bronzer that's a little darker than his skin tone.
I'm going to say this. This man's a hero to me.
I kind of think he is too.
This man's a hero to me.
Even though you could think he's kind of ridiculous, he doesn't fall into that clown category.
No.
But that's how he feels comfortable. It's kind of fucking punk.
It's really fucking punk to do this. A little older than this, but probably he graduated in the late 80s. He probably fucking loved Depeche Mode and all that shit.
That's
Boy George.
That's new wave, but that's fine.
But that was considered.
No, punk is different. I'm saying punk is it's completely outside the norm.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah.
So Tyler's kind of, he's basically preparing them for that. We're going to get to the show. We're almost to the show. But we just want to talk about, y'all, they're going to go distribute blankets. And then
the Boleros.
Michelle lines everybody up.
She ain't a good public speaker, y'all. Y'all,
she can't even speak. She can't speak from the heart because she's heartless.
I cannot speak my heart. Is that from Miss Saigon?
I don't know, but she can't speak hers.
No, that's Parade.
Y'all, this is a one-minute speech, and she's fucking reading it
on her phone. And she's got a script.
She's like, thank you all for being here today.
It is good when we help the less fortunate.
It's good when we help homeless. These people.
It is very important. Scroll up to tell. Now gesture with left hand to blanket.
These people need warmth, even though it's 72 degrees today. I'm going to make sure that we are all together for whenever people, blankets, helping people. Wait. Space. Where am I? Thank you.
Just got an Amber Alert. Hold on.
Thank you. Remember, if you see an 11-year-old brunette girl, give her a blanket.
License plate 9967. Ooh.
She's in trouble. Bracket.
Gamma.
Y'all, this is...
It's painful.
She bought fucking $4 cheap ass blankets from Walmart. And she acts like she's sending out fucking Pottery Barn plush blankets to everyone.
And they're taking pictures with these homeless people or people experiencing homelessness.
That's what they're like.
Like these are presidential political photos.
Yes. She's like, do you mind if I take a picture with you?
Hold on. Let me holding you the blanket.
Now, I will say, not to give Michelle credit, but they edited it that like Michelle didn't want to touch people.
That's fine.
Y'all, this is in the middle of COVID. Yeah. They filmed this like in the middle. I would be that if I was touching anyone.
The camera crew, y'all, hates her.
They hate Michelle.
Yeah.
Can't stand her.
The producers are probably like, this is great. The camera crew, y'all, despises her.
The producer who handled Michelle should get an Emmy.
I agree. I agree.
Actually, I want to interview that producer.
Me too.
Her field producer, come at us. Because you are a gift, and maybe you can calm Poodle. Because you're used to working with bitches.
I really liked when the girls said, there were talking to a woman, and a woman said, oh, you want the brighter colored one? And Michelle's like, oh, she wanted a different one. She's picky. And I went to myself, why should she not have the fucking color she wants?
Because people experiencing homelessness, or as they say, homeless people, or they probably call them hobos or some shit like that, they should just be grateful for whatever they get.
But so what? So what if she wants a different color?
That's great.
God, it's this kind of dehumanization
of people experiencing homelessness.
And sometimes I'll hear my father talk like this, and it really pisses me off. like my father will talk about people who were addicted to drugs or who are
addicts.
No, my
father does too.
And there's this dehumanized way he talks about addicts.
Well, my dad never did drugs, but he grew up horrendously poor.
Yeah.
Very poor, but he worked his ass off. So he feels like anyone
that they're
poor,
lazy or they have a character defect.
Yeah, but anyone poor can, if they just work hard, they can make it in life.
It really, I got in a screaming fight last time I was at home about it. I was just like, you're wrong. This is, it's people, you, so you don't think a person who's turned their life around, even if they're struggling with addiction, they want to not be addicted to drugs. They want to be substance free. And you don't think that says that their character is strong? And he's like, well, they get in the beginning, they let themselves do it in the beginning. I'm like, God, I hate that mindset.
Yeah.
I mean,
your dad's more judgmental than mine.
I grew up with it. I grew up with thinking that.
Yeah.
And now I just don't, because I know so many people who are in recovery, and even shows like Intervention, you watch it.
That's why I did recovery work. I volunteered for it when I knew nothing, because I did have a bias, because that's what I was told, is that someone who does drugs is a loser.
And they're lazy. Yeah.
Which is
they've squandered their
not
lives.
Not true at all.
Yeah.
And so, and we're bringing up drug use because they're, percentage-wise, a lot of people experiencing homelessness.
Yeah, or mental illness.
Are experiencing mental illness and some drug. Anyway, soapbox for us.
This show is long.
Back to Michelle's a horrible person.
Yeah. So they're happy. It's good to get back to the community.
And so they're starting to get ready for the show, and Cammy leans over and she says, is it true that she has all the Botox in her face? And then that's when I went, is this bitch reading me? But that's where, that's what I love about Tyler, because Tyler's a bitchy queen. Sometimes he's like, oh, yes, she was. And then like he pauses and he says, because he's got a heart.
He does.
Says, I'm sorry.
Like, I shouldn't have said that.
And then he said, well, but if the shoe fits, lace it up and wear it, bitch. Yeah. Yeah,
I love her.
If the shoe fits, lace it up and wear it.
Tyler,
honey,
come at us on social media.
We're fans. Tyler, make that merch.
We're fans.
I would buy that like a fan.
You're a star. You're a star, Tyler.
He is.
Yeah, you're a star. I think you and the girls are stars. Jody's a star.
All of them.
Jordan's a star. Even the Bolero girls are stars. Michelle.
She really is kind
Nugget's a star. Nugget's Michelle, a motherfucking star.
Is. Michelle kind of is the human form, like the live action human form of Ursula.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
She really is.
Yeah.
Anyway, can we finally talk about the Burnett Winter Blast?
The Burnett Winter Blast.
Burnett Winter Blast.
How would you describe Ryan Rash's hair? It's kind of it's kind of faded, but then it's kind of like it's kind of like
very barber.
But it's but on top, it kind of looks like a little wave.
It's like I would say it is a modern interpretation of that gay elf from the Rudolph movie.
Exactly.
That's exact.
I'm just an apprentice. I don't want to eat pussy.
Y'all. But, and I know we talked. That elf made a big impression on us because we mentioned him a lot.
What was his name? Larry? Herbie.
Herbie. If Herbie grew up, this is Herbie.
No, I felt an affiliation with that elf from the first time I watched that special.
God, I know.
We've really ruined it for people. It's almost like when I ruined the Frosty the Snowman special.
We really went in. That was in our first days. We completely talked about the gay allegory in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and we've ruined it.
I don't know what that episode is, but it was long.
Somebody posted in the Sissy Squad. I don't remember
what episode. And it really upset people.
It really upset people. So anyway, Burnett Winter Class. So y'all, they are, now Mandy's there. They're all there, and she's, and so... And the good thing with Ryan Rash, y'all, this judge does not play the politic thing.
No.
We see Ryan for the first time, the blingy nails, the crazy, and like Jody says, it works. So now, Ryan Rash, y'all, this is what I love. This is where I'm from, and probably you too. When there are gay men, or yes, some lesbian women, but especially particularly gay effeminate men.
Yeah.
if they're successful in a field, I remember this in speech and debate competitions. You kind of had to assert this fierceness,
yes,
and boldness because you needed to have that. Otherwise, you were like a fear of being bullied, right, or whatever. And Ryan's got that. Like, people respect the fuck out of him.
There was a man who worked at Michael's, which was like a restaurant. He was a server, and he was obviously gay now, but he was kind of overweight. And he's like, "Baby, you having a good day today? You know what? I'll tell you, this one's not going to do that." But everyone, he was nice, but at the same time, he's like, "Who told you you could do that?" He had an attitude, and everyone was kind of afraid of him.
Yeah,
who worked there. No one questioned him at all because he had such a strong point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the weird thing about passing in a like a small environment like that. No one questioned it. Everyone knew. Mm-hmm. No one questioned it, and no one talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but because he had a strong point of view. However, if he would have just then been like, if he wouldn't have stood up for himself, people would have bullied him.
And a lot of times, if an outsider comes in and tries to judge them for that,
oh, people will defend them.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People defended one of the town organists that way.
Oh God.
No, he used to date that Gillespie girl. He's fine.
He's fine.
He's just picky.
I heard that Carla girl thought she was pregnant. Turned out she was just full.
Very masculine.
Very. She's just full.
Shouldn't she just eaten a lot of salt the night before?
So now look. So Cannon gets out there. And so basically he does his first thing. He gets, the way it works, this is like 300 something people.
Yeah.
And they pull, they do their first round.
Showmanship
and
is first.
Then they go to showmanship finals. Cannon's the only one that gets pulled out of his thing for showmanship finals.
Yeah.
So, y'all, he's going to the finals. He did not win.
No.
Keely is like, "I don't want to see the tears." But Cannon does cry.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting with kids. It's hard to grow up as, let's say, kind of the most emotional person that's there. And everyone else is competitive. He's competitive, too. And so when he doesn't get something, he feels like he's letting them down. So I guess it's better to be that than kind of emotionally stunted in a way.
No, I think it's just that's his process. Meanwhile, Tyler is saying, like, "I'm fucking meeting my Nicki Minaj." Like, right. I'm freaking out. And he doesn't want to say anything, but Keely says something that is,
I wrote this down too. I loved it.
What she loved about Ryan Rash, she said, "The thing is, if you're going to be judged, become the judge.
That's what this bitch did.
Yeah, early in life.
Weirdly, I chose a career where, not that I belittle people, but I help them with little tiny details.
But I think we all take things that traumatize us and try to turn them into, like, you know, something we want to do in life in a positive way. I think you were so over-concerned and had insecurities of being judged, and you wanted to turn that around.
Yeah. Totally. And details became a superpower.
Yeah.
And then actually fixing details and fixing things about anything that I needed to, that I was good at.
Yeah.
Became, and there's also people like that, people like me, are lean towards teaching because people like me, there's a sense of universal justice that we have. That we felt that the world may have been unjust sometimes to us, and that we said that wasn't right.
Well, yeah, and I imagine that you probably spent years and years trying to fixing parts of yourself to fit in, and those weren't fixable.
No.
And then, so you take that inward fixation and you turn that outward, and
exactly,
it becomes a positive experience.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's where a lot of people become teachers that way. Because you're trying to make something better for other people that you didn't get.
I loved it. I thought it was very... those were insightful daughters.
I love them.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they're both stars.
Well, they're just wise. They're wise beyond
so
their years.
So they're the breed competition, very different than the one I have on Saturday nights.
Whoa. Again, hey, Charlie, but no way we're using these guys for the tell-all. Can't be. No way. Censors won't allow it.
Strangely enough, there's still hams involved.
Strangely.
Yorkies and hams.
And Honeywell mustard sauce. Don't ask.
Cannon wins his breed champion, and then he wins complete grand champion without the cute little pig.
And I have to say, we didn't know because Ryan Rash normally doesn't like Cannon's type of pig.
Yeah, my least favorite type of hog.
When Ryan won, I squealed.
You mean Cannon?
Or Cannon won? I squealed and I applauded.
Oh, I was so excited!
It was very. And then Cannon cries again.
I'm gonna cry, but this is happy tears.
But it's happy tears. So, and that's when Jody's crying, and she's like, "This time you can cry. It's okay."
And then they said, "We all won today." And I wrote down, "I'm very emotional."
It's very emotional.
Anyway, that's the show.
I want to talk about one thing: is that Tyler did go up to Ryan Rash.
Yeah,
and he did say. And again, I remember this from being younger, too. This actually made me a little emotional. He goes up to him and he says, "I just want to thank you. I admire you. Da, da, da." Y'all, back where we're from, you meet somebody else who's gay, at least in our generation, and none of you both say that you don't talk about being
That's
gay.
That's so true.
Particularly in a straight setting. Now, if they saw each other like at a gay bar or something, it'd be very different. That's why places like gay bars and things like that are so important in small towns. Small Town Gay Bar is a great documentary.
It is good.
That's really good. Highly recommend that documentary. But that made me, because I remember meeting other people and it was that the truth, you dare not speak its name.
Right.
And so anyway, I hope that Ryan watched this and saw
what good he did for
and
Tyler.
Saw Tyler talk about. And it made me think of I actually got emotional thinking about my friend, he's a band instructor now, but at the time we were going to school at North Texas and he was doing costume and theater design with Barbara Cox.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Daryl Clement and he was from Louisiana and a queen of queen. And he was probably in his 50s at the time. He was going back to school and he took me for the first time to see Sordid Lives in a theater.
Wow. I've never heard you talk about this person.
He and his husband, Noel, but why I bring it up with the connection to Ryan Rash, this was the last 6 months of school that I was friends with Daryl. And then I left.
Yeah.
And I went on and he stayed in North Texas and then left. Ryan Rash is somebody who barely met Tyler. But probably when I look back on the biggest queer influence that let me be myself, it's probably Daryl.
Wow.
And so it's these moments we have to remember that people can be in our lives for a very short moment, but they can change the trajectory of our life.
Not Paul Lynde.
Who? I'm not familiar. Not familiar.
Not Dr. Bombay.
Yeah, like, it's like Poodle. He thought he was a top for like 10 years, y'all. And then one Latin guy changed that in literally an instant.
Turned the page.
Turned the page, turned the book, and shut the door. Boom, boom. Okay, that's the show. I just wanted to say that.
Click.
Click. Y'all, pig royalty. Ugh. We're definitely going to jump. We're going to keep on trucking on this pig royalty train.
That was a long show.
It was a lot to talk. It was a good episode. Y'all, you can go to realitygazepodcast.com. The show was a good episode, not our episode.
No, we were a good episode.
Y'all, we're trash. But you can go to realitygazepodcast.com to see our other shows. We do. If you're on the $8 tier and you're listening, that means you did get the Bi-Curious of Extreme Sisters. So if you want us to recap that show, just listen and contact
Don't come
Poodle.
At me. No. Don't.
Send him some messages.
Don't. Don't.
Tag him on Twitter. Shake it or fake it.
I had to do a cameo the other day, or no, they just asked for it this morning, of explaining reasons why I did not want to do Extreme Sisters.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
Y'all, so, hey, go out there, get out in the outdoors, get yourself a pig, and you know what?
We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.